This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talking right now with Dave Bland. He's got a couple different beverages he's downing right now. What do you got? A pomegranate juice?
Oh, pomegranate juice and Espolón tequila.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Nice.
My day started off nice, you know.
It's 4 o'clock where you are, right?
Yeah, 4 p.m.
So it's like, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4 o'clock. He's starting, you know, happy hour a little early.
Yeah, getting it done, you know.
He is the drummer for a band called Full of Hell, and they have a new album out called Garden of Burning Apparitions, available now. It came out last week on Relapse Records. First off, congratulations, man. It's probably been a long time waiting for the record.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got this one done pretty fast, but it always feels longer than it actually is. But I can't even believe it. It's out already. You know what I mean? I'm definitely very happy with how everything that's come with it so far. So it's been cool.
So with the new album, I'm curious, was this a pandemic project? Did you guys just hunker down and write a record, or was this something that you guys had in mind before everything went to?
We definitely had it in mind. We were just doing some other, you know, recording things, just different little side things, you know, some that aren't released and everything yet. Mm-hmm. And definitely, it was definitely like a pandemic thing as well, but not necessarily in a way. We were definitely going to do another LP. So this was just like perfect timing for us, kind of. And I think we probably all worked the hardest that we've ever worked on, you know, like musicianship and actually writing the songs. And Spencer did a really awesome job of, you know, he pretty much puts everything kind of together, but, you know, we all do our spin on it. Yeah, it was definitely something cool to do during the pandemic. It's the most proud I think I've been of any record that we've done. So yeah, it was awesome.
And why is that? If we want to go a little bit, unpack that a little bit, why are you the most proud of this one?
I just think that like my performance, you know, specifically, I am the most proud of that, just cause I definitely, you know, I worked real hard on this one and incorporating different styles that I probably wouldn't have, like, you know, like fusion or jazz or something like that into some of the songs, which, you know, I've definitely was just the most comfortable going into this. And I think Spencer as well, me and him practiced together like nonstop. Sam lives in Philly and Dylan also lives in Pennsylvania, but me and Spencer together, we definitely, we were practicing like twice a week before this record, and we had it like so tight before we went into the studio. So I could say that both of our performances, at least all of ours, we definitely feel we're the best out of, you know, any record that we've done. Just definitely the most comfortable playing, you know, these songs.
You guys are in Baltimore?
We're in Ocean City, actually, me and Spencer. Yeah. It's basically, it's like 2 hours east of, I'm right on the beach, like 10 minutes from the beach. Yeah. So it's cool. It's like a small resort town, but I lived in Baltimore for like, you know, most of my life, at least, you know, until around 10, 11 years old, and then moved to Ocean City. So that's how basically a band was started, basically after that. I was like 15, the first tours that we did together. You know?
That's so crazy.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
I think I actually talked with, it's funny that you bring that up, because I spoke with Spencer last time I interviewed him with the Weeping Choir, I think is on the tour. On the promotional run, and I spoke with him, and he actually mentioned that they got you and they had to like ask your mom if they could bring you out on tour and stuff. So that's cool that I'm talking to the kid.
Yeah, I actually had to lie to just go on tour, and like a week into the tour, my mom would call me freaking out, like realizing that I wasn't home. It's like, where the hell are you? You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, I am in Texas right now. You know what I mean? And she's like losing her mind, but I'm glad. Definitely best decision I made, you know what I mean? Just going and not telling them necessarily. They knew what I was going to do, but they were like, had no idea that I was just going to go for it, you know? So.
And look at you now, rich and famous, right?
Right.
So you're a drummer specifically for Full of Hell, but I noticed behind you, if you're not watching and you're just listening, behind him is a big box for a keyboard. Are you a multi-instrumentalist?
Yeah, I play guitar and stuff like that a lot too as well, but the keyboard I just got because I'm getting there. I'm starting to learn some songs, Steve Dan and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But I know, like, it's hard, that's for sure. It's like drums for your fingers, you know.
What did you start with?
I started with drums, at least. That was like the most natural. I mean, since I was like a kid, I was like the 1 year old that was pulling out pots and pans and stuff, and like, just slamming stuff nonstop. So eventually I was just tapping, and eventually my parents probably got me like a kid's drum set when I was like 3 or 4, got me like an actual drum set when I would have been like 7 or 8 years old. They got me like a Tama. And from that point on, that's what I wanted. But I probably started playing guitar like maybe like 7, 8 years ago, and I picked it up pretty fast, you know what I mean? It was pretty, I think, just like watching other people nonstop, I was able to like pick that up. I have another band called Jarhead Fertilizer that I write all the instruments for, so I write like the guitar and all.
I didn't know that.
Yeah lyrics and everything. It's just like full on my project, but I mean, everybody adds to it that's in the band. But we'll go on tour right before the Full of Hell tour, right before the Wolves tour. It's Jarhead has like a Blood Incantation and Primitive Man and Sissy Spacek as well, and Withered. So it should be
busy,
a really
busy guy, man.
Yeah, nonstop. Not from December on. It's like, if I could just be on tour, I'll be happy, you know.
Okay, well, so I guess that leads me into this question I was meaning to ask later, but you know, you kind of teed me up. So some musicians, you know, and there's some musicians who just only want to be recording and writing, and they just want to make it a studio album. Then there's some musicians who prefer just being on tour all the time. Is there one that you prefer over the other?
I definitely think I prefer to play live more than I do being in the studio, for sure. Especially like, I don't know, we play some pretty cool shows. So there's definitely I think like being on tour, there's something about like kind of pushing yourself further every night. And, you know, you end up becoming, for me personally, just like a much better musician on tour, or like in the middle of it, or like, and afterwards, you know, every tour we do, I think that like my early days, most of practicing a lot would just been on tour. You know what I mean? It's when I got home, I'd probably slack off a little bit more, but on tour is like a real good practice. I've learned to really like the studio stuff. I do because I think it's fun and it's cool writing, seeing what's me and Spencer already started writing for whatever is next for
it just came out, man. Give it a break.
It's a pretty consistent flow, I guess,
that's that awesome.
We have of like, you know, non-stop, you know, making music. And that's just want to be a musician for the most part. That's it, you know, full time. That's all I pretty much care about. But I've learned to have fun with it, especially with the Jarhead stuff too. It's mm-hmm. like I can, you know, it's nerve wracking for sure at a certain point, but it is cool. Like at the finished product, you're like, damn, this is really crazy. But you know, I definitely prefer to play live. I think it's for me, tour is fun. I like traveling and going out and, you know, doing whatever I want, having fun. You know, it's cool. Tour is definitely the better part of it, I think.
Nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, well, you know, we did mention how you were 15 years old when you joined Full of Hell, and obviously that means you must have gotten into extreme music at a very young age. What was your first foray into that? Were your parents into it? Like, who got you in, and what was your first, you know, real jump into it?
Yeah. My dad was definitely was into some cool bands. You know, I definitely had some, like, got like a booklet of his CDs when I was really young. I could think like the first tape I ever got was a Motley Crue tape that I found like in a parking lot when I've been like 4 or 5 years old.
Killer.
You know? That was a greatest hits collection or something. But from that, my dad was like super into Black Sabbath. So that was my next, like, you know, which is a pretty good intro, I think, for most people, or most people's intro into anything heavier or anything like that. But I, you know, from that point on, there was also some other bands, you know, there was definitely a lot of classic rock bands and stuff like that. But I don't know, there is a lot. Like I had eventually got like a Hellfest DVD or something when I was like sixth or seventh grade. And that's the what made me like, you know, getting to like the Locust or Converge and stuff like that. And it's pretty much like a, you know, spiral from that point on to more extreme. Spencer also, as me being a really young kid, Spencer was definitely, you know, showing me a lot more than I would have known from anybody else for the most part, because there's nobody in our area really that's, you know, too much into that music besides, you know, a handful of us. And it would be me and Spencer. And then we even end up picking up like, you know, like Sam, the bass player now, Full of Hell, he's like, you know, the youngest one out of the band, like 25 or something.
You're
like
not
that.
The young one anymore.
Not anymore. No. I'm 27. So it's like, you know, he's the young one of the group of people. I think we'll just keep getting younger and younger. Yeah. You know? That's the goal.
It's you're like a regular 25 to life. You're going to have 13 year old kids on tour with you.
That's what I'm saying. That's if I can be like Rick DeLife in my future, I think I'll be depressed, but it's okay. I'm just kidding. No
shade on Rick. Okay. So, I'm curious because I talk to a lot of musicians, occasionally I'll talk to a musician who, their full-time job is being a musician, but that's like a lot of the like upper echelon, the Metallicas, the Megadeths, the Slayers, they can sustain during a pandemic with not, having an income, but, a regular quote unquote day job income, but a lot of the musicians on the ground level, on the grassroots DIY, or even, on your level, they have to have normal jobs or side gigs, side hustles. What do you do aside from the band, or is music your full-time job?
No. Yeah. I mean, I have a lot. I've definitely worked a ton of jobs. Like pretty much like, a lot of like every type of field, but, sure. I've kind of been changing jobs. Right now I'm smoking meat for like a restaurant. So I just that a few days a week. Yeah. So I'll do that for like 12-hour days or something, a few days a week at this restaurant that's close to us that kind of has shows. We've been doing shows there and stuff like that. It's called The Globe. But also besides that, before that, I was doing a lot of, like, I did retail in the summertime because we're like in a resort town. So I would work on the boardwalk. I would work sunglass store is what I did for like 5 years before that. Just like a high end sunglass store on the boardwalk. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that was, it was cool or whatever. But in the wintertime, I do construction as well. Mm-hmm. So kind of trade off between retail and construction for a while. And that was all right. But, I definitely don't miss either of them. It's pretty like, now I have like a pretty calm job that I can just kind of do whatever I want, make my own hours and stuff like that, which is much better for me. But I hope that come December, I really won't have time to do a normal job when I'm home. I kind of focus on other things. I also give drum lessons in my free time as well. So I'll spend, probably like, I only have a couple students right now, but it varies, like 2 to 4 or something like that. And that definitely gets me a lot of, my time is definitely taken up all the time just from drum lessons between that and also just slightly working a normal job. It's definitely a lot. It's a lot less than I used to do though. I was definitely the only one probably that was, Spencer works construction with his dad's, I used to be working like 6 days a week, 15 hours a day. And that was like absolutely insanity for like 3 or 4 years. So I'm glad that I'm not doing anything like that anymore. And I'm at least pretty comfortable where I'm only working just a little bit and kind of choosing what I want to do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just always curious because, you play extreme metal. I do radio for extreme metal. We're not in this because we're going to get rich. We obviously love it. So
no. Yeah, I'm definitely I never plan on ever making money from any sort of music, endeavor really. But to be able to even like pretty much make ends meet, I'm thrilled for that.
Nice to sustain itself, come back from tour not owing money. It's a nice thing, right?
Yeah, it's a huge thing. I did a lot of tours that were not that way, so it's, and still to this day pretty much, it's kind of half and half for me at least, between Jarhead and this. It's like I'm definitely Full of Vowels, it's good, but Jarhead at a certain point is still growing, so there's no, it's all band money,
Well, I'm kind of curious about that because you talk a little bit about touring on, we talk a little bit about touring on that, like very, lower DIY level where you book your own tours and you play VFW halls and stuff. And you guys really started that way, playing with a lot of hardcore bands. You guys are definitely like a metal noise band, but I remember, early on, you would play bands with bands like Nails, and like there was hardcore tours you guys would play on. Did you guys have like a lot of friendships and connections in that hardcore scene, or did it just happen that way, or
Has
come from that world?
Yeah, we definitely come from that world. I mean, we were at the start of Full of Foul, we were definitely playing shows, just like even local shows around our area, which are really small, but I mean, there's definitely some Delaware hardcore bands and stuff like that on the Eastern Shore that where we started playing more shows. And then after that, I mean, Spencer, he had asked me to do the first tour. We only did like one local show before we left, but a lot of the shows playing like 5-10 people, making not much money every night. It's pretty rough, sleeping in the van every night for, pretty much the whole tour. We did that for a while, which is fine. I'm definitely had like some of the fun funner experiences doing that style of
humble.
yeah. But you know, it's definitely grown and been cool since then. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was definitely rough on those early tours, but you know, it definitely makes you better at a certain point too, because you want to play a lot better. We starting to play shows and like, you know, from Baltimore, A389 is like a lot of like, they have the A389 Fest they used to, yeah, in Baltimore. And A39 was definitely the first label to kind of put us on. And really like, we started noticing a lot more people, the more shows we play, mm-hmm, just, you know, starting from that point. Before that, we were on like GTR Records. We did like a first European tour, and that I would have been like 16 or something.
Yeah.
I was in my, it was, I was 17. It was like my senior year of high school. So like I had to miss, they tried to expel me from high school because I missed 89 days or something like that of school. Like half the year I missed just from like tours ended up being all through school. But
you're learning on the road, man.
Yeah. I wrote all these fake contracts actually and sent them to the Board of Education, and God made them so that they had to let me. The principal's like, you can't graduate. You got to stay another year. And I was thinking to myself, I'm going to drop out. That's all I thought, you know?
Yeah.
Luckily.
You made it?
Oh yeah. I read all these fake contracts.
Nice.
It was pretty legit. We all typed them up real nice. Like got somebody signing, like sent them to the Board of Education, and they were like, you got to let them graduate. There's no choice. So it was like, you know, education trip. That's what I was on basically.
Nice.
Which is cool. Yeah. That, but from that point on, even so, it's, yeah, we were nonstop. I mean, I can't think of anything. I knew from that point, it's like, this is all I want to do. So yeah. I have nothing but wanting to progress and tour as much as possible and do as many cool, you know, shows and things as I can right now in my life.
So being someone that, you know, you thrive on the live show, on being out on the road, on touring, obviously the last 18 months, things are starting to open up now. I think tours are getting announced. Shows are happening. I'm going to see Obituary tomorrow night. So things are happening. But during those months, you know, what kept you sane? What kept you on a schedule? What kept you from going wild and just being on?
But during the pandemic, you said?
Yeah.
For me, it's been pretty big. You know, this pandemic has been crazy for me. I know personally, especially like COVID took my dad last year. So like from that was
sorry
like,
to hear that.
Oh yeah, it's okay. It's, you know, it's life. It's the world we live in right now. But that's definitely like, this pandemic has been for me a wild trip. That's for sure. Yeah. My schedule has been all over the place. I'm the type of person, like something like that happens, it's like, I just keep busy. You know what I mean? So for me, that's like during this pandemic, my schedule hasn't even been like a thought. It's been like, I just want to keep as busy as possible. Yeah. There's definitely a drive you get from some like tragedy, something like that. You know what I mean? So it's been a hectic pandemic, but I've definitely, you know, grown, learned from it and everything. Good. Now that stuff is coming back, it's definitely like a breath of fresh air because it's all I have in my life for the most part. Any little jobs, whatever, but like, you know, music is, I have to tour or anything to like, it's cool because it makes you like home better, and it makes you, when you're home, you're like, I want to get away from home at a certain point. You know what I mean? It's like, it's nice to escape, and it's also nice to, you know, feel like you want to come back. So definitely, my schedule's been wild this pandemic, but I have definitely kept busy, you know, especially in music endeavors as well and stuff like that. And now it's like, come December is a full ramp up. And Jarhead's been playing shows every weekend now, like two shows in Brooklyn and, you know, one in Philly. And I think maybe I'll do another local show around here, which are pretty cool. So that, and then December comes, it's full on from there. You know, hopefully I can start lining up every other month being on tour for the most part.
Oh, he's just going to be a touring animal. Right on, man. Well, again, the Full of Hell album, Garden of Burning Apparitions, is available now. They're going to be coming to town January 11th at the Crocodile. Before I let you go, man, one question. If you can, show us. If not, just tell us. Pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it.
Oh, awesome. I got you one. So I got a, I can't see it right now. My hair is a little bit, I can't grow hair on my eyebrow anymore right here.
Okay. I see it.
Yeah. I got like, when I was a kid, I was running like towards like some, I tripped over some bag going, I used to live when I was in Baltimore, I used to live, and there was these stairs. It was a set, exactly 13 stairs. So I tripped over this grocery bag and I went straight down the stairs and just landed right on my face. And so I got 13 Stairs. It was Friday the 13th that day. So I got, oh it was God. The, and I ended up being the 13th patient that was seen that night of the doctor, which is pretty crazy. This dude, the doctor was freaking out about it. So like pretty much all full unlucky, like yeah, anything you can imagine. But you know, from that now I can like, you know, 13 is one of those numbers, you know, I think about yeah. sometimes I put it on 13 on black, you know. I did win when we were in Psycho, Las Vegas. I won a decent amount.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
13 black was my last, like my last 20. So that was nice.
You so know what? With that way. Story, if you would have just attached yourself to a skateboard and fall like that, you would have been a hero. But no, mm-hmm. it just so happened that you fell.
Yeah. I just had that. It was just, I just fell. That's it. You know what I mean? But if it was, yeah, if it was something tight like that, you know what I mean? It could have been a better story. But no, I just fell as a kid. But hey, 13, right? Crazy.
When you take your hat off like that, has anyone ever told you you look like Chuck Schuldiner from Death?
Yeah, I get that. I okay. get that one. Yeah, yeah there's nice. That one. There's a handful of different ones that people give me. You know what nice, I mean? Dude. I think it depends on what I'm wearing that day, I guess.
Nice. Right on, man. All right. Well, Dave from Full of Hell, we look forward to seeing you live. Check out that new album by Full of Hell and also Jarhead Fertilizer, man. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.